You may be seated. If you would, open your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I want to talk to you today on the miracles of His mercies. The miracles of His mercy. Look at 2 Corinthians 1 and 3. It says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Look at this. "The Father of mercies and the God of all comforts. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." Hallelujah. So I want to talk to you today, and I want to exhort you on the subject of the miracles of His mercy. The Bible says He is the Father of mercies. The Bible says His mercies are new every morning. The Bible says His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. The Bible says He is rich in mercy. You know, a lot of people, they think about God's anger, God's wrath, and God's power, but people need to hear about God's mercy. Amen? Hundreds and thousands of people, they know what it is to be burdened down with guilt and with shame and the accusations of the devil and the accusations of others, and they're pushed down and they're beaten down and they feel unworthy. But I want you to know that just as surely as He is a God of power and a God of anger and a God of might, He is the Father of all mercies. I said He is the Father of mercies. Hallelujah. My subject, the miracles of His mercy. Let us pray. Father, thank You so much how the Holy Ghost has graced this place with His presence and how You've interrupted our service, Lord, just to have us pray and to bless others because You want to get, Lord, to them. You want Your Spirit to touch them, and You needed someone to pray, Lord. You needed someone that would lift up the name of Jesus, someone that has faith, someone that would call and cry out to God. And Lord, we praise You for Your mercy. Thank You, Lord, for speaking through these lips of clay. Let me preach Your gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Lord, let my tongue be like that of the writer's pen. Thank You for the anointing. Give us a listening ear. Penetrate the heart. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen. You know, many of us, we run out of mercy, but God never runs out of mercy. And you cannot sin so much that you go beyond His mercy. And wherever you are today, His mercy, it reaches down to you. God the Father, He is the Father of all mercies. Hallelujah. And listen to this. The devil is the father of all liars. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to go to hell with the devil. I have learned that God is a good God, that He is slow to anger, that He is full of mercy. Hallelujah. And I've decided to serve Him. You know, a lot of people, they don't know the truth that I am preaching today. They don't know their God, and they need to read the Bible, and they need to find out what kind of a God they really have. And when God opened my eyes to these truths that I'm preaching, I began to act on the knowledge of God. I began to preach it. I begin to teach it to others. And that's what we're all about here at Westmoreland, and that is knowing our God. That's why we do Facebook Live. That's why we do live stream. That's why we're on Willie Radio this morning. That's why we urge people to come out here to Westmoreland so we can teach you, so we can shepherd you, so we can lead you to know the God of the Bible. The Bible says that they that do know their God, say it, shall be strong and do exploits. We want you to know God. We want you to know how good God is. Because if you know God, you know how He is, who He is, what He'll do, and what you can expect from Him. I just come to tell you He's the God of all mercies. Hallelujah. And I want to talk about the miracles of His mercy. You know, when I was about 12 years old, I could really run. And I had a reputation because of my speed. That were larger, older boys. They wanted to race me because I could really run. I was fast. And one day I made a mistake, and I ran from my daddy. And I ran so fast that he couldn't catch me. So I got in the car. He got in his car, and he came after me. And when he got out of the car to chase me down, I cut across the field, and he ran after me. But he couldn't catch me. I was just too fast for him. And then he stopped, and I heard him say, "That's all right, big boy. You got to come home tonight." And when he said that, I knew I was in big trouble. And that evening, it was cold. It was in the wintertime. And I wanted to go home, but I knew what was waiting for me. So I came up with this plan. And I went to our pastor, Pastor Puckett, and I told him the dilemma and the situation that I was in. I said, if you'll talk to my daddy, Pastor, I know that he will listen to you. Tell him I'm sorry. And tell him if he won't whip me, I promise that I will never run from him again as long as I live. It was cold. And I was standing outside the window of the home when the preacher went in and began to plead my case. I could hear him talking to my daddy. And my daddy gave me mercy. Hallelujah. And that's a picture, my friends, of our Heavenly Father and His great mercy. I didn't need a whipping. I needed mercy. And my earthly father, he gave me mercy. And I tell you something, I never ran from him again. And I praise God for the mercy that he showed me that day. But God is a good God. And just like my daddy, God wants the very best for you. So many people, they blame God. And they blame God for their troubles. But God is not the one who brings your troubles. God is the one who delivers us out of all our troubles. And it's wonderful to know that Jesus didn't come to condemn us. He came to seek and save us because we were lost and we needed a Savior. And the blood that he shed at Calvary's cross, his blood has made us worthy of God's mercy. Somebody shout and praise God. The blood qualifies us to receive God's amazing grace. Look at Colossians 1 and 12. Look at what the Apostle Paul said. He said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or made us worthy, or who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And look at what he goes on to say, who hath delivered us out of the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Aren't you glad that you're saved this morning? Aren't you glad for God's mercy? Aren't you glad for God's amazing grace? He's a good God. He's a loving God. And he's full of mercy. Hallelujah. You know, religion will teach you that you are not worthy. But God, who is rich in mercy, he has made you worthy. He has qualified you to receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And the very moment that you were saved, you were delivered out of the power of darkness. You were translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. Hallelujah to the Lamb. You are accepted in the family of God. But until you know the reality of redemption, you can never enjoy the inheritance that God has given to you. You can never reign in life until you know who you are, that you're the very righteousness of God, that you're the temple of the living God. God said, I'll walk in them. I'll dwell in them. I'll be their God, and they'll be my people. Aren't you glad to be a child of God? Hallelujah. Thank God he has delivered us from the power of darkness. When we were lost in sin and trespasses, the Lord came, and he came looking for us. And he began to call us out of darkness. He began to talk to us about the condition of our soul. And he began to talk to us about eternity. What was that? Well, it was mercy. It was God's mercy calling to you. It was God calling you out of darkness. Come out. Come out. Come out of that darkness. Don't go to hell with the devil. Hallelujah. God is a good God, and he is the Father of all mercies. Don't you just love him today? I'll never forget the day I got saved. I was a preacher's dream sitting in that church. The night before, I had prayed all night long. I prayed from about 7 a.m. until 3 a.m. in the morning when God spoke to me and said, go home to that church you were raised up in. Pentecostal church is the way he said it to me. Go home to that Pentecostal church you were raised up in and give your heart to my son Jesus. And what was that? That was God's mercy. God was calling me out of darkness. And I went to church the next day to get saved. I tell you, I was a preacher's dream. I was the only one that got saved that day. But when I got saved to the core. Hallelujah. It didn't seem like much happened in that service. only one soul got saved. But when I confessed Jesus Christ as my Lord, I passed out of the devil's dark domain, and God delivered me into the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. I've been redeemed. I'm a child of God. My name is in the Lamb's book of life. I can still shout. I can still dance. I can still praise him. I know, praise God, he delivered me. I know my Redeemer lives, and I know he's a good God, and I know he's for me, and I know he's for you. And if God be for you, who in the world can be against you? There's no force that can stop you if you put your hand in that nail-scarred hand and walk with the Master. Hallelujah. You know, many of the people that are listening to me today, you're in the darkness of drugs, in the darkness of alcoholism and pornography and adultery and all kinds of stuff. And you're seeking after the things of this world. You're in darkness and you're on your way to hell. But God is a delivering God. And I come with some good news. God can deliver you from the power of darkness. And he can put you into the kingdom of light. Somebody go on and shout. I mean, we got some new converts in here. You know what it is. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And we got some older saints. They've had a taste and they want some more. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting, and his truths endure to all generations. Somebody go and praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. He's a good God. He's a delivering God. Thank God. That's what the gospel is all about. It's about getting people saved so they can know God, so they can know the Father of all mercies. Maybe you heard about God's anger and his wrath and how mean he is. But I'm here to tell you, he's the God of mercy. How wonderful it is to read about the goodness of God. How wonderful the word of God is. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians 2 and 1. Talking about God. What God did. What he wants in your life. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians 2 and 1. Paul said, and you he hath made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin. Look at this. Where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. But look at this, verse 3. Among whom also you had your lifestyle in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. That's why I loved verse 4. Hallelujah. I tell you, I remember what I was. The Bible says, such were some of you, but you've been washed, you've been sanctified, you've been justified in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And by the blood of the Lamb, aren't you glad you've been justified? Made just as if you had never sinned. And you can stand before God, the very righteous of God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Look at verse 4, Ephesians 2 and 4. But God, woo! Who is rich in mercy. God is not poor in mercy. God is rich in mercy. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he has loved us, even when we were dead in sin, he has made us alive together with Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Hallelujah. God saved us and God changed our nature. Hallelujah. From nature to grace. I used to be a sinner, but I'm saved by grace. Glory to God. He took my place on the cross where he died, my sins to erase. I used to be a sinner, but I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Hallelujah. I'm saved by grace. Somebody go and praise the Lamb. Think about it. We were burdened down with guilt and accusations and the trials of life. But God is rich in mercy. And the Bible says Jesus was made like unto us, that he might be a merciful high priest. In other words, the Word, the Logos, the eternal Christ, he became flesh. John said, we beheld his glory, even the glory of the only begotten of the Son, full of the Father, full of grace and of truth. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something. The Bible says Jesus was tempted in all points like as we. Then It says he invites us to come boldly to the throne of grace. Look at Hebrews 4 and 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Look at this. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. And look at Romans 12 and 1. Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, woo, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. You see, if you can ever get a revelation of the mercies of God, you will give God everything that you have in total surrender, hallelujah, to him. He wants a whole heart, but he will take a broken one. I've got that on the marquee outside. God wants a whole heart, but I promise you something. He is full of mercy, and he will take a broken heart. And he says, come boldly, come boldly, come boldly to the throne of grace. He wants us to come to the throne of grace to find mercy and grace to help in our time of need. God is for you. God wants you to achieve. God wants you to make it. That's a devil, and he'll do everything he can to discourage you. That's why you need a church where the word of God is preached. That's why you need mentors, people in a church full of the Holy Ghost that can teach you the word of God, people that'll help you pray, people that'll get in there and undergird the trials that you're going through, because God sent them, and God sent them to help you. And that's just the way God works. Hallelujah. Now, back in the Old Testament, the nation of Israel found themselves in a big jam. There were five armies that were coming against them. And Joshua, he set himself to seek the face of the Lord. And God said, send up Judah first. Hallelujah. Now, Judah means praise. So God said, the first thing I want you to do is send up some praise. The entire battle, my friends, it took place while Israel was praising God. And they began to sing, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when the smoke had cleared away, the battle had already been won. God just needed someone to praise him and talk about his mercy. Hallelujah. God needed someone to praise him and talk about his mercy. Shout it with me. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Say it again. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Say it again. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, what a message. That's the message, that his mercy endures forever. And God wants his church to be filled with the message of his mercy. Hallelujah. We're not here to condemn the alcoholic. We're not here to drive the prostitute down and out. We're not here to condemn the homosexuals. We're not here to drive those who've been divorced back out into the world. We are here as a house of mercy. Hallelujah. I said we are here as a house of mercy. And if you're watching today and you feel like there's no hope for you, I want to tell you there is hope in Jesus. All you need to do is come to the cross and let Jesus take over. Give up and let Jesus take over. Give up and let Jesus take over. Why don't you give up and let Jesus take over? And he will make a way for you. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, some people think that they have lived so good that they've earned something from God. And you ought to hear them pray. Oh, God, I haven't been mean. I haven't been ugly. And I've been good, God, and you ought to heal me. Well, healing is just like salvation. It's the mercy of God. But some people think they've earned their healing. They think they can earn their salvation. You don't earn your salvation. You don't earn your healing. It's all because of the mercy of God. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Is that your testimony today? Then stand and let's give Jesus a standing ovation. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it. He washed it. He washed it all white as snow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me talk about that blood. When that blood flowed out of our Savior's body, it spattered on the ground and it echoed up into the heavens and it declared, "It is finished." And it echoed down the streets of gold, and the angels began to sing, "Lift up your head, O ye gates, be lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. "Lift up your head, O ye gates, be lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Glory to God. And Jesus, he walked down the streets of glory and he put his blood right there on the mercy seat, right there in the heavenly holies of holies. The gavel of justice came down and God said, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That was God's mercy. That blood on that mercy seat right now in heaven. Hallelujah. There's salvation in that blood. There's healing in that blood. There's deliverance in that blood. There's peace in that blood. There's joy in that blood. There are provisions in that blood. Every need that you will ever have in this life or in the world to come, they were all satisfied by the blood of Jesus. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Oh God, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God for the mercy. You know, sometimes we go through life and we've sinned and we've done wrong and so many things that are bad and we've done this and we've done that and we're just afraid to meet God. But we don't realize just how great a Savior we have who is rich in mercy. And His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, God's miracles, they are in His mercies. I want you to get that. His miracles are in His mercies. In Matthew chapter 17, there was a man who had a son that was a lunatic. He was possessed of the devil. And he came to Jesus and he cried, "Lord, I brought my son to your disciples and they could not heal him." And he cried, "Lord, if there is anything you can do, have mercy on us." You see, he didn't ask for justice. He asked for mercy. You know, you may have gone to every healing evangelist in the world and you've gotten no help. You've gone this way and you've gone that way and you've gone the other way and you've got nothing. Listen to me. Your help is not in man. Your help is in Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Your help is not in man. Your help is in Jesus Christ. Do you know what the devil says to those who are seeking healing? You've got all these aches and pains in your body, and the devil, he whispers and says, "You're not worthy. You're not worthy. God would never heal anybody like you. You're not worthy." The devil is a liar, and that's just a religious demon talking to you. Jesus Christ has qualified you. Jesus Christ has made you worthy. You are worthy of this great salvation. "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely, freely, freely give us all things?" It's a free gift from God. It's a wonderful treasure to know God. And God says, "I'm going to give it to you because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." That's the gospel right there. That's the good news in a nutshell. God is full of mercy and God's mercy extends to you no matter how far down you've gone. And God is talking to you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus took that little boy, he cast the devil out of him, and he healed him on the basis of mercy. Then there's the story of the 10 lepers. Leprosy, back then it was like AIDS today. It was incurable and untouchable as far as man was concerned. And a leper, they had to stand afar off, and they had to cry, "Unclean! Unclean! I'm unclean! Don't come near me. Unclean. We're untouchable." My Lord. How many untouchables, as far as man is concerned, are there in the world today? Thank God the untouchables, they can be touched by Jesus. I said the untouchables, they can be touched by Jesus. Look at how these lepers cried out to Jesus. Look at Luke 17:13. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They recognized Jesus for who he was. Jesus, Master. Jesus, one in control. Jesus, one who is in charge. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They didn't say we've been good. They didn't say we've lived a good life and we've never done anything bad. No, no, no. 1,000 times no. They just cried out for mercy. Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. Shout it with me. Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. That sounds good. Say it again. Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. Let the devils and the demons hear you say it. Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. See, miracles happen because of the mercy of God, and he heals on the basis of his love and his mercy. God loves you. I tell people, I say, if you don't ever remember anything else I preach, just remember this. God loves you. I remember when I came home from combat, I didn't even like me. I didn't. I had a real struggle for 17 years. But when I went to that cross, and that nail-scarred hand touched me and washed away my sins, I come to know the love of God. I come to know the mercy of God. And I said, God, if you can do that, I'll take the limits off of you. I'll believe you for anything and everything I'll ever need. Take the limits off of God. Just go back to that place where he saved you, where he washed you and cleansed you from your sin in his own precious blood. Hallelujah. Miracles happen simply because of God's mercy, and God loves you. And Jesus healed those 10 lepers. Then I was blind Bartimaeus. He's one of my favorite characters in the Bible. He was sitting by the roadside begging, and Jesus came along. He was motionless. He wasn't going anywhere. Life was just passing him by. Other people, they were on their way to their destination. But Bartimaeus, he was a beggar. He had a gown, a robe that was red with white stripes around it. And that robe said, he's a beggar. He's a beggar. Don't ever expect anything else out of that man. But Jesus came by, hallelujah. And he heard all the noise that was going on. He said, what does that mean? They said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And listen to what blind Bartimaeus said. Look at Mark 10:47. And when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. He didn't cry, Jesus, I'm better than the people in the synagogue. Come back and heal me. He didn't cry out, Jesus, I'm better than the hypocrites in church. Come back and heal me. No, he cried out for mercy. And when the people told him, be quiet, you old beggar, that's Jesus of Nazareth. He doesn't have any time for you. Be quiet. The Bible says he cried a little louder, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. Have mercy on me. It's me, Lord. It's me, Lord. It's me. This is Jerry Nelson. Huh? Put your name there. It's me. Put your name in that. Say it out loud. It's me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. And the Bible says Jesus stood still. You can get his attention. Amen. Jesus stood still and he said, bring him to me. Look at Mark 10:51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what would you have me do unto you? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus healed him. And immediately he received his sight. And the Bible says he followed the Lord in the way. Hallelujah. I tell you, when you get a miracle from God, you ought to follow him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Don't let the devil sidetrack you. Don't let those with the mullet grubbers sidetrack you. Don't let those that complain and gripe about everything that's going on sidetrack you. Keep your eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down right now at the right hand of his majesty on high, Lord and high priest of a new and a better covenant. He cut with his own blood, and that blood cries out and extends message to you today. Cry out to God and ask him for mercy. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. I like the way the songwriter said, you know, I've said it 100 times, old songs, they're just down in me. One sat alone beside the highway begging, his eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and he bade the darkness flee. When Jesus come, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus come, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and he fills your heart with gladness. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Can I get a witness? He takes the gloom and he fills your life with gladness. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. You know, I've seen Jesus heal rank sinners, and you know, over and over again when they've cried out for mercy. I'll never forget one of the guys that he does some work for me from time to time. And one day his back was hurting him, and I told him, I said, my son-in-law's a chiropractor. I said, if you go to him, he can straighten you out. He said, I don't have any insurance. I don't have any money. I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just pray for you then. And I prayed for him, and I drove off, and I went to see someone else. And a little girl, little boy, he hadn't been able to eat in 3 days. And the parents came and called and told my wife, Teresa, about it. And so I went over there to pray for that little boy. And I went in there, and I asked the mother, I said, can I pray the way I feel like praying in my spirit? She said, you can pray any way you want to. I said, come out of him, you devil, in Jesus' name. I laid my hands upon him. I said, be healed. You're healed in Jesus' name. I said, you can feed him now. The little boy jumped up and said, I'm hungry, mother. Hallelujah. That's mercy. And I walked back out, and I noticed on my cell phone I had a missed call. And it was this man. He called me up that I just prayed for his back. So I called him back. I said, what do you want? He said, what did you do? I said, what do you mean? He said, what did you do? I said, what are you talking about? He said, you prayed for my back. Said, I walked through the door of the house, and I realized I was healed. What did you do? I said, I didn't do anything. I just prayed. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ healed you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! You know, rank sinners, I've seen God heal them over and over again. You know, he'll do that quicker for a sinner than he will that someone comes to him on the basis of their goodness. They sit in church with their long, sanctified nose. They think they never done anything wrong. Yes, you did. Yes, I did. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's mercy. It's mercy that saved us. Everybody is a candidate for miracles. Everybody is a candidate for mercy. You know, Jesus tells a parable about two men who went up to the temple to pray. And one was a Pharisee and the other one was a publican or a tax collector. And Pharisee prayed and said, I thank my God I'm not like other men. I'm not an extortioner or unjust or an adulterer. I'm not a tax collector. He said, I fast twice a week. I give tithe of all I possess. And look at Luke 18:13, what Jesus said. And the publican, the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. And Jesus said, that man that cried out for mercy, he went away justified and he went away saved. Hallelujah. You know, that's all you have to do to be saved. You don't have to confess all your sins. You couldn't name them all if you tried to. All you have to do is be like this man. He cried out, oh God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. And that's all you have to do. You have to make it personal, though. You know, God is merciful to the sinners. You know, I've stood by the graveside, and I've done a lot of funerals in my time. And many times I've used this right here, the 23rd Psalm. David, he made this a very personal psalm. If you were to look at it, there are 17 personal pronouns in the 23rd Psalm. Listen to the confession of this man. A man, the Bible says, after God's own heart. Listen to him. Psalms 23 and 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Woo! All the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust, because his mercy, it endures forever. Somebody gonna praise him. Hallelujah. Does not matter what you've done. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. And nobody is so bad that they cannot receive his mercy into their life. And no one is so good that they can save themselves. But all you have to do, whosoever will, cry out for God's mercy. God did not come seeking saints. God came seeking sinners. He came seeking those that needed to be saved. He didn't come to save the righteous. He came to save sinners. He came to save the ungodly. He's a good God. And he came to save you. Some of you that are watching today by live stream, Facebook Live, listening by Willie Radio, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And I want you to ask God for his mercy. Say, oh God, I'm a sinner and I need your mercy. Oh God, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven and be with you. Jesus, I want you to come into my heart. Jesus, I want you to be merciful unto me. Wash me in your blood, Jesus. Cleanse me from all sin. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. And I thank you that I am saved. Hallelujah. If you pray that prayer right there, if you meant that in your heart and confess Jesus as your Lord, the Holy Spirit, who is speaking through my lips of clay right now, he's speaking to you. And God brought you here, and God brought you by way of Facebook Live, live stream, Willie Radio, so you could be saved. He's a good God. He's a merciful God. God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to the knowledge of truth and be saved. And the knowledge of truth is God loves you. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Let us come to the altar. Come and talk to God about his mercy. The Bible says the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It's not even 12 o'clock. I gave you plenty of time to come to this altar. Hallelujah. Glory. Come talk to God. Say, God, I got a new revelation today. You're a God of mercies. Woo! I got a revelation. You're for me.
that floods my soul.
You care about me. I got a revelation.
Something
that you gave heaven's best to save me.
And
I'm going to give my best, God, to serve you. I'm a bro. Strong in the Lord.
And
hallelujah. Glory to God. Get in from the peripheral. Come on in. Give everybody some room.
He touched
coming
me.
Back. Yeah.
Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. I met this place.